Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We have a great visit with our good friend Lynn Morella. Lynn's our ethics expert. He's been hanging out with us now for coming up on 14 years. In Search of Ethics is one of his books. To Lead is to Serve is another book. You can find those at Amazon. Also at Lynn Morella, two R's, two L's, LynnMorella.com. Lynn, thanks again for being here. I want you to quickly say that list of 10 things, 10 simple things to live your life by, I think is how you phrased it. Would you say those again? And I want to pick up on one or two more of them.
Sure. 10 simple things to remember. Number one, love is why we are here. Number two, the most important day is today. Number three, it is, if you always do your best, you will never have any regrets. Number four, in spite of your best efforts, some things are just out of your control. Number five, things will always look better tomorrow. Number six, sometimes a wrong turn will bring you to exactly the right place. Number seven, sometimes we think the answer is no, it is just not yet. Number eight, true friends share your joy, see the best in you, support you through all your challenges. Number nine, God and your parents will always love you. And number 10, for all your accomplishments, nothing will bring you more happiness than the love you find and the service you give.
So, and thank you again for that, Lynn. And Lynn's going to, by the way, Lynn's going to send those to me, and we're going to post them. I want you to have those, that list, ladies and gentlemen, and of course we'll put Lynn's name all over it. Lynn, thank you for that. What we talked about love in the last segment of the other eight, of the other nine, what would you say would be, you know, there was a reason why love was first. What would you say would be the next most important part of that?
You know, that's a great question. It depends on how you slice it, but I feel so strongly about the power of character and the importance of character. Those values that, you know, that really serve you well and provide you a basis for making good decisions. And when I speak of character, I speak really of honesty and respect and responsibility and compassion and fairness and moral courage.
And is it important to when people think about these things, if you think about them in the abstract, they sound great. Oh, yes, that's the way I want to be. But when you take it to market, when you take character to market, it's typically in a leadership position, isn't it? And when you're in a leadership position, you're coming up against other people's ideas and their character. And your ability to be true to yourself, that's the test, isn't it?
It takes guts. It takes courage. Can I share a leadership definition for you that I got from a young lady,
a
middle school teacher in Fairlawn, New Jersey. I just ran across this a few years ago that I really treasure. Leadership is vision. Leadership is energy. It is a life force with the power to change people, organizations, systems, institutions, countries, and cultures. It is a process of learning and understanding, giving and receiving, balancing, faltering, and succeeding. Leadership is awe-inspiring. Leadership is real. It is measurable. It is transformational. Mm. It is resourceful. It is focused. Leadership is a path, a process, and a philosophy of believing that anything is possible and everyone has potential. Leadership is a risk that you must often take in order to receive the reward of change, improvement, and of making a difference. When I cite that definition, people say, well, was that Winston Churchill? Was that John Kennedy that said that? No, it was a middle school language arts teacher.
As I think about what you've said to us, you know, you talked about love, we've talked about character, we've talked about leadership and ethics and everything. That teacher took her leadership ideas and her role, her execution of character. She took that to the classroom every day, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
And what would it? How much better would America be if that was a mantra of every teacher, every executive, every manager, every leader in America?
And she was kind of the junior teacher in her school system, and her class in her school got nominated as a National School of Character primarily because of her. And
wow.
I think that she did.
Wow. We need to get her. We need to clone her and put her out there more, Lynn.
Exactly. That's what I try to do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm glad you made. Did you say her name?
Lori Ann Brunetti was her maiden name. She's now married. I don't know her married
Lori
name.
Lori Ann.
Fine young lady.
Yeah. Hey, Lynn, it's so great to have you here. We always get smarter, and we always feel better when you join us. Will you come back soon?
Sure, but I have to leave you with one last thought,
okay.
If I can.
Go ahead.
Voltaire reminded us a long time ago, each of us is guilty of all the good we don't do. So each of us needs to step out there sometimes and do what's right.
Wow. Well said, Lynn. Lynn Morella, ladies and gentlemen. LynnMorella.com. Check out his website and his books, too. You'll find them there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.